Well, Brian, she is back. We are so excited. Sarah Kenzie is with us today. Our digital media disciple has been really growing in faith over the last few weeks. You have been on a pilgrimage to Rome, actually to Italy, and Rome was part of that. And now you are back. And I love this because the first thing you want to do is not talk about your trip, but announce the parish of the week. But I will. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. It's good to be with you both.
I will ask you this. We are going to spend some time this week. We're going to have a full interview to talk about your pilgrimage. But just for our listeners now, overall, how many stars would you give it out of 10?
Oh, like 100.
100 stars out of 10. It was blessed time.
It was pretty amazing. So yeah, I'm excited to talk with you more about it. In the meantime, if our listeners are curious about all the different places I went, you can go to our website. I have it there at the top. There's some photos, or a link to some photos and some of the interviews we've done already. Also on our social media, I've been sharing photos, especially our Instagram stories. I have those saved as a highlight, so you can see the lot of detail of the different, especially churches and shrines that I went. So check that out right now if you haven't already, and then Brenda and I will talk more about the trip later this week.
I loved those pictures. You spent a lot of time. I think you took a lot of pictures and then you shared them. There's commentary on each one of these pictures about the different places, about the very delicious looking food that you were able to partake in. So I followed your trip every single day where you were gone, and I was happy to see even more pictures showing up once you return. So please tune in later this week. We'll give you a little heads up as to when that's coming, because there is so many things that Sarah did that we're just not going to be able to pack it all into this time, because we've got to talk about our parish of the week.
We do.
In fact, we were talking about it as we were getting ready at our staff meeting, and Deb said, I can't believe this parish has not been a parish of the week yet. We're excited that this is their week. Tell us.
Well, absolutely. So our parish of the week is Holy Trinity Catholic Church and School in Beaverton. And so I am so excited. I know we have a lot of listeners over at Holy Trinity. It's not too far from us as well. And so they have a wonderful school there that's pre-K to 8th grade. And their parish is just packed with so many great ministries. I know they have a wonderful young adult group that meets regularly, also includes basketball. They have a women's Bible study, lots of different prayer and Bible study groups, a health ministry. They have a really amazing food closet there that's been going since 1988. And so it was named after the small kind of closet that it originally was in, but then they've expanded. They have a whole modular actually for the food closet, and they're just an incredible ministry there. I'm excited later this week, their pastor, Father Bill Holtzinger, will be joining us, and we'll hear more about the parish from him. But I also was excited to see a lot of their upcoming events. I always like to, you know, check the calendar and see what's coming up. So this Saturday is the feast of St. Francis, and so they are going to be doing the blessing of the animals right outside the church on the front porch. They also are in the middle of a school fundraiser. They're doing an online auction. They have a grow group that is a chance for the parishioners to come together, make friendships, learn about the faith. That's starting back up next week. And then they also, later in October, they have an event where they invite everyone to come and make blankets for children at a women's shelter, or for children at a women's shelter. And so, but they bring all the supplies and they teach you how to do it, so you don't have to be an expert to make blankets. So, so many things going on at Holy Trinity. I have a lot of friends that go there, and they just talk about what a wonderful community that is. And me living close by, I go over there every so often as well. And it's just always a wonderful parish to visit. So congratulations once again to Holy Trinity Catholic Church and School in Beaverton.
I love how these parishes, they're so active and offering all of these programs for their parishioners, who then they take what they've learned and know about God, and then they just turn around and create programs of service mm-hmm. that they can serve the wider community. It's definitely lived out daily there at Holy Trinity. So congratulations to you, Father Bill, and all of your parishioners for being Parish of the Week. Sarah Kenzie is joining us today. It is a Tech Tuesday, and she's going to let you know about some things that are coming up. Now, Dina Marie Hale, our good friend, she is going to be joining us also this week. She is very, very busy this week because there is a big event coming up. It is a Rosary Bowl. We're highlighting that as well here at Mater Dei Radio.
That's right. So this Saturday is the Rosary Bowl, and it's a special celebration for the Jubilee Year of Hope. I know Father John Marshall and I believe Bishop Peter Smith are going to be there. And if you've never been to the Rosary Bowl down in Salem, it's just an incredible day. You get to meet so many Catholics from all across the local area. You get to go to confession. I'm always so impressed how many people go and how many priests come to hear confession throughout the day. There's mass, there's talks, there's tables from different Catholic ministries. We will have a table there, so you can actually come by and say hello to us at our table at Rosary Bowl this Saturday. And one thing that's been a big part of Rosary Bowl, I believe since the beginning, is the Eucharistic Miracles exhibit. And of course, I just came from the canonization of St. Carlo Acutis, but that is based on his work of cataloging
wow.
the Eucharistic miracles. And so actually the way I was introduced to St. Carlo was a family friend, Brian Beyer, who runs that Eucharistic Miracles exhibit. And so St. Carlo is very tied to that exhibit already. And I believe they're going to have a second-class relic of him there at the Rosary Bowl. So we really encourage people to go, especially right after this canonization. It's a great chance to get to know him and know, you know, the work that St. Carlo did, and you can actually spiritually benefit from that. So a lot of things going on at Rosary Bowl. It's hard to pack it all in. Dina Marie will tell us more this week, but we really encourage you to go, and please stop by our table, say hello, and we love those events where we get out in the community and actually get to meet mm-hmm. all of you. So please stop by, say hello, and it's going to be a wonderful day.
Oh, we are definitely looking forward to that. The best way to ensure that you get there, just get it on your calendar of things to do this weekend. And let this, if you've never been, let this be the first time you attend a Rosary Bowl. Well, Sarah, with just a couple of minutes left, we don't want this time to go by without highlighting Pro-Life Month. Many activities have already begun, and we're highlighting those as well.
Yes. Yeah, so first of all, I want to mention you can always go to our community calendar. Deb does a great job cataloging all of these events, especially for 40 Days for Life. But there were a couple of Morning Blend interviews recently. One was just about the general 40 Days for Life campaign this fall, and also talking with the St. Germain's House, and I believe Dina Marie did that
yes.
one. And so those are both two really great local pro-life ministries that you all can learn about and get involved in. So we really encourage you to take a listen.
All right. So, Sarah, always a great morning when you join us, and congratulations to Holy Trinity. We'll learn more about them throughout the week, and we look forward to having you back on this week because I want to know everything that you did while you were in Italy.
Wonderful. Thanks for being here and having me here this morning.